Well, China pledges to keep retaliating against what it refers to as unreasonable U.S. trade tariffs. Finance Minister Liu Kun says that Beijing will take all necessary measures to protect its interests. Liu told reporters that the government will try its best not to harm the interests of foreign businesses in China. He said Beijing will increase spending to support workers affected by U.S. tariffs. On Thursday, American and Chinese officials ended 2 days of talks with no major progress. Meanwhile, the trade war between the two sides has escalated. Both countries have slapped a further $16 billion worth of the country's goods. China has also filed a complaint to the World Trade Organization. Geographical analyst Peter Koenig joins us from Malaga. Sir, welcome to the program. What kind of retaliation do you think we will see from China with regards to the heightened tensions now between Beijing and Washington?
Well, thank you very much for having me. Retaliation, I think they will go in the same direction as before. Perhaps China may even devaluate the yuan. That would be a very drastic move. However, I see this a little bit on a broader scale. This deliberate trade war by the Trump administration against U.S. perceived enemies, not just China, and even those who are not per se enemies like Europe, is driving several wedges into world commerce, splitting up the world into different camps, actually driving it towards a multipolar world.